The top five at five.
We'll build a state where families can afford to raise their children.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul claiming victory while her Republican opponent, Congressman Lee Zeldin, refuses to concede. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer wins a historic fifth term. Control of Congress hangs in the balance. Right now, Republicans are leading in the House. The Senate's neck and neck. Tropical Storm Nicole expected to impact Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. One winning top-tier ticket sold in California for the record $2 billion Powerball jackpot. Democrat Kathy Hochul has declared victory in the New York governor's race, unofficially winning her first elected term as governor after taking over for disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We'll build a state where families can afford to raise their children. We'll create good-paying jobs from Long Island to the city, the Hudson Valley, the North Country, all the way to Buffalo and the Southern Tier. We'll do all that.
Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin not conceding the governor's race.
For the 1.4 million Election Day voters who have not yet had their vote cast and counted, we hope that as these results come in, that we'll be able to prevail.
The split, Hochul 53% to Zeldin's 47%, with 92% of districts reporting unofficially. Of course, in Georgia, Brian Kemp won re-election over Stacey Abrams. In another governor's race down in Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis victorious, along with U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. In Arizona, Democrat Katie Hobbs leads Carrie Lake by 5 percentage points. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader of New York, has won a historic fifth term. He did so Tuesday over GOP challenger Joe Pinion.
I promise to all of you here tonight and all 20 million New Yorkers whom it's my honor to represent, I will keep fighting. I will keep this fight up for as long as it takes to win. Onward to victory, Democrats.
Other prominent Democrats, Representative AOC Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of Queens and Representative Gerald Nadler cruising to re-election. Republican Nicole Malliotakis, of course, represents Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn, defeated Max Rose. In the New York City Attorney General's race, Democrat Letitia James is the apparent winner over Republican Michael Henry. And in the comptroller's race, incumbent Democrat Tom DiNapoli over Paul Rodriguez. New York's four ballot questions passed. Pennsylvania flips from red to blue upon Senator Pat Toomey's retirement. Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is the projected winner over Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Here's Fetterman.
I want to thank all of you amazing supporters, all of you, and all watching and every... We bet on the people of Pennsylvania, and you didn't let us down.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis won yet another term, defeating former Governor Charlie Crist.
We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
51 votes needed to control the U.S. Senate. Right now, the split is 48-48. We're waiting on four states, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Republican candidate and an author, J.D. Vance, defeating Democratic U.S. House Representative Tim Ryan in the Ohio U.S. Senate race. The winner will replace retiring Republican Senator Rob Portman and keep Ohio in the GOP's column. 218 votes needed to control the U.S. House of Representatives. Right now, the split, according to Fox News, 199 Republicans have taken seats to 172 Democrats. Tropical Storm Nicole reached 70 miles per hour late Tuesday, just shy of the 74 miles per hour to become a Cat 1 hurricane. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Mike Brennan says Nicole has a large wind field, so folks will feel tropical storm force winds all across South Florida ahead of the storm's arrival.
So today is really the day to take action along the Florida East Coast. Conditions are going to start to deteriorate overnight tonight and into Wednesday as those tropical storm force winds move inland.
A range of warnings and watches remain in place. We are expecting rainfall from this system into this weekend. There is one winning top-tier ticket for the $2 billion Powerball jackpot. That lucky ticket was sold at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, California, according to lottery officials. They confirmed that yesterday. New Yorkers told ABC7 how they felt about the nail-biting experience.
I loved it because it just dragged it out. You know, listen, before they pick the numbers, you're a billionaire. Or at least a potential billionaire. You know, you still have the dream, right?
Due to a technical issue, that historic Powerball drawing was delayed Monday night and actually occurred at 8:57 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday at the Florida Lottery Draw Studio in Tallahassee.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.